Hello there, Daisy Wazy. Would my little flower like some wawa?
Hold on to breakfast, kids.
If you speak nicely to plants, they grow better.
Baloney. Die, you worthless thing, you. Live and learn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park, or a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
Don't try any of this at home, kids. We're professionals.
So anyway, I said to him, hold it, that fly is back. I've been trying to get rid of it all day. Hold still, I'll get him.
En garde, mon ami. You dare to challenge Sir Garfield, the greatest swords cat in the kingdom? I laugh in your homely face. Ha ha. Crips, Suzettes, I'm surrounded by the evil king's forces. This will require a daring leap. We musketeers have a technical term for that. We call it an whoops. John's favorite vase. To accept the blame and punishment is the decent, honorable thing to do. But instead, I'll pin it on Odie.
Garfield, what was that? No, my vase. Odie, did you do this?
Don't deny it. Only a craven coward refuses to admit his mistakes. And this craven coward is getting out of here until this blows over. The electric eye pet door. Isn't science wonderful?
Oh, don't worry, boy. I have a hunch you didn't do that. And even if you did, it's just a vase. Catching cold, boy? Maybe we better take you down to the vet. I know you don't like it, but it's for your own good.
You know, it was probably wrong of me to blame it on Odie, but Nerwin wasn't around. I just...
Now, don't fight it. You're going.
Gee, where's John taking Odie? You don't suppose... Nah, not over a vase. Food, maybe, but not over a vase.
Oh, good thing you got him down here. Odie's picked up a little bug that's been going around.
Huh?
I'll keep him here overnight. I can drop him off at your house tomorrow morning.
Terrific, Liz. Listen, you know about animals. How do I get rid of a fly that's driving me nuts?
Open a window.
Open a window. Great idea. Thanks.
I think being around that cat is turning John's brain to lasagna.
It worked. I can't wait to tell Liz.
Odie? Here, boy. That's odd. John must have brought him home.
I finally got rid of him. Well, he was such a pest. That insect will never be in this house again.
He did it. He got rid of Odie. I thought John liked Odie, but he called him an insect. This means I have the house to myself now. All of this is mine at last. It's mine at last. It's mine. Every cookie, every crumb, every pickle, every plum, every gadget, every toy from here to there. Can't believe it's mine, believe it's mine, believe it's mine. Say goodbye to sharing, it's good to see you go. Say hello to having, it's a perfect day. You know they say the best things in life are free. This is great, and now the best things all belong to me. Come on, admit it. You always wanted your own room. I won't miss Odie one bit. Not one bit. I'll go right to sleep. It's just the excitement keeping me awake. Maybe if I count sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, four Odies, five Odies, six oh. I don't miss them. I just need a bedtime snack. Maybe a ham on rye and a side of Odie. I can have that chef salad. I didn't see that. TV. That'll get my mind off him. I won't think about him. I won't.
Abigail, say you will be my bride.
Yes, Nicholas. I want to have children. And I want them all to look just like you.
Another channel. Quick.
And tonight on our late movie, we're featuring...
Clown!
No! No! How could you? How? You've got to bring Odie back.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. I just want to sleep.
How can a man be so heartless? I'm sorry, Odie. I didn't mean it. I'll never see your face again. Except, of course, everywhere I look.
Oh, hi, Liz.
I'll see Odie in my dreams, Odie in my food. When I eat soup, there'll be little Odies floating in it. I am an Odie-less pussycat. That's right, an Odie-less pussycat. You're back! You're back! Well, now at least I can eat.
He just had the sniffles. He'll be fine now.
Well, it's good to have Odie back. And I wouldn't be surprised if Garfield missed him a little.
I changed my mind. Ship him out.
Orson has a very bad cold.
Oh, really? How bad is it?
Oh, I'd say it's pretty bad. Good crop of apples, Orson.
Good batch of honey. Whoops. One of the bees came along with the honey.
Hey, bee? Oh, help! Do not let it sting my person. I wound easily. Help!
It's so undignified acting like that.
Orson, your brother is here.
My brothers? Oh, help! Don't let them play badminton with me. They use me as the shuttlecock.
Hold it. I said your brother is here, not brothers. Singular, not plural. Uno brother, just Gort.
But those guys are never apart.
Hi, brother. What? You won't shake my hand? I suppose you're right. I was a heel, a crumb, a rat. A rat, thanks. But I changed my ways. I want to move in here. I don't blame you. I know how I've been. Some say I'm mean, rude, and obscene. I don't know why no one likes me. Deep down inside, there's a nice guy I hide, who's really the guy I should be. Actually, I'm a real nice guy. Factually, I wouldn't hurt a fly. If you take time to know me, then you'd see you couldn't find a nicer guy than me. Those mean things I did, well, that's all. I just wanna be nice and be friends with you. Remember those times when you thought you were a goner? I'll do it no more. Big Scout's honor.
What do you think?
I think he may be sincere, especially since he did go to the trouble of bringing the band.
Okay, boys, take five. I don't want to live with those nasty brothers of mine no more. Right this minute, they're trying to steal your apples.
Our apples?
Unhand those apples, rotten brother. I'll show you how to get rid of them.
Oh, phooey, our tanko brother.
He has turned good and exposed our plan to steal apples.
See? Like this, Orson.
We will get you for the head guard.
Just joining the enemy like this.
Traitor!
Winner! Traitor! Winner!
Gee. I guess you are on our side now, Gort. You can stay here.
Oh, joy. Oh, happiest of days.
This is almost worse than when I was the hockey puck.
Fool, thy name is Orson. He's still your big bad brother.
Folks can change weight.
He'll like thaw out, Duck. Give a hog a chance.
You'll see. He'll be a valuable helper.
Now, the important thing about bailing hay is tying a tight bundle. Like this.
Well, let me try that. Bail the hay and tie it tight. How's that? Tight enough?
That's a little too tight.
Feel like the garden should be plowed in neat rows like this, okay?
Oh, I can do that. I'll show you I can plow faster than anyone.
Perhaps I should have explained the difference between dirt and linoleum.
I'm going to put Gort in charge of guarding the apples.
Are you out of your piggish mind? Putting your brother in charge of our apples?
He deserves a chance.
Oh, fine. Later you can give the fox his chance to guard the henhouse.
Your job is to guard the apples from thieves, like our brothers.
Sure thing.
Mistake in progress. Don't trust him, Orson.
Guys, I know what I'm doing. Here's the key, Gort.
Thanks, brother. Hey, I got the key. I got it.
What gives?
Got him.
And I got the rut. It worked.
Ha ha. Now we can help ourselves to all them juicy apples. Imagine, thinking a crumb like me could go to it. You're so... Hey, this lock won't open.
Hey, come on, turn it on.
Aw, come on. You don't think I'd give you the real key, do you?
Tell us where the real key is.
Or else.
Sure. It's in the tub of honey over there.
Hey, come on.
Out of my way, one side, out of my way, and that's it. Out of my way, one side.
Hey, there was no key in there.
Like un momento, Orson. Pretty shrewd, chum, but where's the real key?
Oh, I lost it a long time ago. The door was unlocked.
I told you your brother hadn't changed.
Well, I thought it was worth a chance. Sometimes, though, a leopard can change its spots.
A leopard? Where? Oh, save me!
Then there are those folks who never change.
And now, brace yourself. It's time for Screaming with Binky. Those death-defying acrobats, the amazing Schwartzes, are about to try and set the world's record for standing on your brother's shoulders. The previous record is about 8 Schwartzes. Here comes Schwartz number 9. He has to hold it for 10 seconds.
Hey, Schwartz! Hi, Schwartz! Gee, I thought there was one more Schwartz!
You did it again, Bink.
And the longer people lives together, the more they take on one another's characteristics. Well, it's the same with pets. If you have a pet, you will slowly grow to be very much like it. As you can see, these people have all become very much like their animals.
That's ridiculous.
Take a look at yourself. Maybe you are becoming like your pet.
This is a dumb show. Let's go have a late night snack.
Not enough sugar.
Time to go to bed.
No, I'm not starting to act like Garfield.
No, not like Garfield. I bet a cat.
John Arbuckle dream sequence, take one.
No, I'm not like Garfield, no.
John, the moon is so bright and the evening is so romantic. Could a person ask for anything more? Dying.
Got any lasagna?
Arbuckle, these cartoons you drew are sensational. I want to publish them and pay you millions of dollars. Would that be all right with you?
No. Got any lasagna?
John, dear, I made you some beef stew, turkey, ham, pork chops, linguine with clam sauce, egg foo young, Yorkshire pudding, duck l'orange, pastrami burritos, chocolate mousse, and iced tea. Is there anything else you'd like?
All right. All together now.
Yes! Got any lasagna?
Son, ever since you started taking after that cat, we didn't know what else to get you for your birthday, so I got you a flea collar. And your father got you your very own sandbox.
Mom, I am not acting like Garfield.
Oh, no! 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 No!
I am not taking on Garfield's characteristics. And tomorrow, I'm going to see that TV doctor and make certain of it. I need some hot cocoa to calm my nerves. I just have to remind myself I do not think like Garfield.
No!
What's so scary about hot cocoa to calm my nerves?
So he likes lasagna, and I like lasagna. That doesn't mean I'm becoming like him, does it, Doctor?
Well, what do you think?
I think we've been doing some of the same things lately. Yeah, all right, a lot of the same things.
Well, there is your answer. Do things your cat would never think of doing. This will break the chain. That will be $50.
Good idea. I don't want people treating me like a cat.
Oh, they won't. Nice boy. Nice.
I just have to vary my activities and do things Garfield doesn't do, like taking up hockey. That'll prove we don't think alike. Garfield, I'm home. I've taken up a new hobby, Garfield. I'm learning ha 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 ha.
I hope you brought the puck.
Bicycle riding. What an idea. Garfield would never take up something like this. There's got to be something I can do that he wouldn't think of. I have to accept it. I'm thinking like Garfield. There's nothing I can think of that he doesn't do. I've tried everything and nothing seems to work. Work! That's it! Work! Garfield doesn't do that!
What's he so excited about?
This is what makes us different! I work and he doesn't. See? I'm not like Garfield. I'm different! I'm not acting like a cat!
That's nothing to brag about. Boy, just watching John do that makes me tired. What a silly theory. Just because you're around a pet, you start acting like him? I've been around Odie for years, and I haven't started acting like him. Ow! Imagine if I started acting like Odie. What a horrible thing that would be. I gotta do something different. Quick!